what's that like playing this NFC East with these rival games?
It's really neat to be a part of that history. And, you know, you grow up watching those games, you know, the Giants versus the Cowboys, Giants versus the Eagles and Redskins. So being in this division, all the rivals that come along with it, you know, it's something to experience.
What's that like coming from a smaller school like Liberty and now playing in the NFL? What's that say about a program that didn't exist that long ago?
You know, it's just keep your head down no matter where you're at. You know, keep fighting, keep grinding, keep believing in yourself. And being surrounded by people who support you makes a tremendous difference. And, you know, you keep doing what's right, keep working hard. The world is round. It'll come back to you.
Thank you so much.
No problem, man.
How much do you get to a point where you can take the emotion out of it and assess what you guys did well as a team this year, what you didn't do well, and how you can improve? Or is it still too close, or is that something that the players, it's not really your,
to assess,
your job to take the emotion out of it?
I'm sorry, said it again. I missed like the beginning of it.
In terms of trying to assess where you guys are at coming off of this season, 6-10, you did things well, you did things not so well as a team. For a player, you're excited about next year. I would imagine that as a player, it's not necessarily your job to take a step back and assess how to fix things that went wrong. Do you look at it with a critical eye?
As a player, you always assess. You better. If it means something to you, of course you're going to assess it. But as far as how to get it right, the person you're looking at is the man in the mirror. You know, I'll be the first one to say I left out plenty of yardages this year. It's things I could critique and get better at. And if you take 11 guys on every single unit and everybody's backing everybody up and have that approach, that's how you have a productive ball season.
Do you go into this with optimism but also uncertainty as to how management will assess things that went wrong this year?
You never worry about anything that you can't control. There's no need to do that. You leave it up to the people who are obviously paid and professionals to do their job. And as an athlete, all you do is train, work hard, come back a better player next year.
On that last interception, looked like Ruben got some space. Did you think you guys were hitting that big one?
I put my hand up. I thought because when I saw Eli release it, and I looked down the field and I saw where it was going. You know, I was like, here we go. But, you know, it's football.